Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Feet to the Fire on Election Day, Tuesday, June 7th, 2022, featuring your host, Sergio Fassa, and I am running today for Ocean County Commissioner in Ocean County, New Jersey, on Column A with the America First Republicans. Bunch of things I want to talk about today, but I do want to wrap up from yesterday my defense of my own integrity as an authentic conservative and a Trump MAGA conservative. Make America great again. Now, the attacks from the other side keep coming, and there was another digital attack yesterday, and they keep running the same theme, fraud alert. Fassa, Lamb, my running mate, Ashley Lamb, they're not real conservatives. They're liars. They're fake conservatives. They're not Trump supporters. And I know everybody says, don't answer the attacks. Just move on and pretend they're not there. But look, I have a clear conscience and I have no problem defending my record. And in fact, my record as a conservative and those candidates that I've supported over the years helps to highlight why my Trump support and my MAGA support is just so authentic and genuine and real and trustworthy. As I said, I highlight this with voters all the time. I'm a Trump convert. I was a Cruz supporter in 2016. I made comments on the show about supporting Cruz because he was the best conservative in the pool at that time. Most conservatives were behind Cruz in the 2016 primary. And I made comments that these folks on the other side are citing about how I thought Trump supporters were nuts. I didn't know what they were thinking. And I stand by those comments at that time in that context, because for most of us, Trump was an unknown quantity. He had been hanging out with all the Hollywood types. He'd been hanging out with everybody over the years. He'd been in pictures with the Clintons. I think he had even donated to them, possibly was the word. We weren't sure on his stance on abortion. He was just unknown, a wild card. And I know a lot of people supported him from the very beginning, but I wasn't sure. I was skeptical. As soon as he won the primary and I heard him talk, heard his positions, heard his Supreme Court justice picks, watched him debate. I mean, it was in mere moments, minutes, days, hours that I flipped over to a massive Trump supporter, then voted for him, and then watched him in his administration. And he acted out the most conservative, one of the most, if not the most conservative presidential administration policy and agenda that we have seen in modern times. And I would say he was and is one of the greatest and most conservative presidents we've ever had. I would put him up there. It was incredible. So this is nonsense. I'm an absolute Trump supporter and conservative. And I know you're not supposed to answer the other side, but I have no problem standing in the integrity of my conscience and all of my statements on the show and otherwise, and I don't back down. All right, let's talk about another thing I want to discuss, which is election fraud, right? That's why we're running in this election. And here's what needs to happen, not just in Ocean County. This isn't just a local elections issue I'm talking about, but all across the country, here's what we got to do to fix our elections. First of all, as a little background, we're already seeing problems in Ocean County. I made a short video yesterday on Instagram and social media. Last Friday, our campaign, the Crispy campaign, got an email from a lady who went to the Jackson Library to vote in the Ocean County election, and she went to vote in the Dominion machine, and it wouldn't count her vote and said she already voted. Unbelievable. Now, they rectified it, but there it is. There's a problem there. That's an irregularity. That's a problem that's happening. This isn't the old write it with a pencil or pull the lever or press the button and hit submit. You got these machines that are miscomputing, miscalculating. I don't know what's going on. And while she was there, another lady showed up to vote and the polling worker said, no, sorry, you already voted with a mail-in ballot. And the lady was like, no, I didn't. I didn't vote yet. So this is the result of, even if it's not intentional chicanery, it's the result of running elections poorly and in an unconstitutional way. I'm going to get to that, those details, how to fix that in one moment. The other thing I want to mention is yesterday we get pictures of Ocean County workers yanking up our red America First candidate signs, Fossil Lamb and Mike Crispy. And in the picture, conspicuously unmoved and left in place, are the blue Chris Smith Rhino Establishment Republican signs. Those are left in the ground while the county worker is pulling ours out. There's pictures, and the truck bed is loaded with red America First signs. Now, that's very suspicious. And even the county admitted when they were called out on it that it looks suspicious. It looks an awful lot like they're just pulling our signs. Now, the county's response was, it's very possible that our signs were in a hazardous position, quote-unquote hazardous, because they were on the median and they're not supposed to be on the median, whereas Chris Smith's were on the corner. Okay, fine. But even the county admitted it didn't look good and our signs were disappearing. And they said they would give them back. We went to the meeting point to get them back and we didn't get them all back. So this is the kind of irregularity, quote-unquote, we want to talk about that makes American voters think that the system's rigged. All right, so let's talk about how to fix it. Number one, we need voter ID cards. Period. End of story. The people who are saying we don't need voter ID cards because it's racist are racist because they're saying minorities, whether blacks, Hispanics, Asians, whoever, are too ignorant and dumb to be able to go get a voter ID, a personal ID, such as a license or a social security card or something of the sort. They're too ignorant to do that. And so if we require ID at the voting place, then they can't vote because they can't procure that because they're too, it's not me saying, it's the left. They're too what? Dumb? It's inaccessible? They can't do it? This is ridiculous. They are functional citizens. Our black, Hispanic, Asian brothers, they are functional citizens. They can get photo IDs and they need to. You need a photo ID to do anything in life. And all the pundits always talk about all the things that you need a photo ID for, and we're all aware of that. So it's blatantly obvious that that should be required for voting. Secondly, and that'll help with illegal immigrants voting, stopping that. Secondly, you need to get rid of ballot drop boxes. Because we saw from 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, and so many other places that there are stuffing ballots, fake ballots, to the tunes of dozens, tens, dozens, maybe hundreds, into these ballot drop boxes all over the place. It's caught on camera. And it's common sense that tells you, if you have a random mailbox sitting where you can put ballots in for weeks and months on end before the election, who's not going to stuff it? Number three, we have to get rid of mail-in voting. Done. I talked to General Michael Flynn for a very long time over the weekend, and he said that was they cheated a lot of ways, but the number one way was mail-in ballots. Because it's common sense. If you stretch the election out over weeks and months and you can mail in these ballots, you can make counterfeit ballots and mail them in for anybody you want. Fake people, dead people, illegal immigrants, multiple ballots for the same person in different precincts and election districts. It's unbelievable how absurd that is. And when it comes to military or the disabled, or people who are legitimately traveling, there needs to be, like it used to be, an absentee ballot that you apply for well in advance of the election, and you apply at every election cycle for a new absentee ballot. You have to apply every time, and you have to get it in by the deadline. And if you don't, it doesn't get counted. And the last thing is, we have to make voting one day only, in person, at the polling place. Just like the Constitution says, just like the several state constitutions say. My brother said it the best. People are like, prove that there was voter fraud in 2020 that was stolen. You can't prove it. There's no evidence. And he said it the best way I've ever heard it. He said, there is evidence. It's called weeks and months long elections lasting for months in all the states. That is fraud. That is cheating because you can't have an election on anything other than one single election day. Folks, you got to go out and vote because this is how we win. We still think if we show up in droves, we can win. You know what I didn't get to today? The need to vote, the obligation to vote. It is binding on our conscience as citizens, as conservatives, as Christians. Number one, it's how we stand for righteousness. Number two, it's how we express our gospel witness in public. Number three, it promotes the welfare of our society. And number four, it's a stewardship that God gave us. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We can still win. Go vote. See you soon.